So what on earth is this word immunotherapy, and what does it mean?
So when I'm going to discuss immunotherapy today, it'll be in relationship to patients with cancer. So there are different immunotherapies. I think a lot of individuals would know allergy shots as a form of immunotherapy. We're not going to discuss that. This is using your immune system to treat your tumor in a way that bypasses the need for chemotherapy or radiation therapy.
Different than immunotherapy in which, for example, an infusion happens with a drug that would be a commercial antibody, for example, that would get rid of a group of cells for patients with autoimmune disease,
correct,
which would be immunotherapy of one kind as well.
Correct.
This is a very specific kind of immunotherapy that works remarkably well in some kinds of cancer.
Correct. So there are three forms of immunotherapy that have become quite interesting for treating patients with cancer. The one I'm going to mostly focus on is what's called adoptive cell therapy, which is a treatment where we take your immune cells, engineer them to recognize your tumor, grow them substantially in a lab, and then give them back to you. And then go and target your tumor and in most instances kill your tumor.
Most forms of chemotherapy don't have the ability to distinguish just the tumor cells.
Correct. So they kill normal and they kill tumor, and the difference is how fast you grow, and they hope that the tumor cells grow fast enough that they're the ones that are destroyed preferentially. These cells that we put back in, we engineer them with a antibody target that recognizes a specific protein that typically is only on either tumor cells plus other cells that aren't critical to the person. So we mostly, and in some instances specifically, target just tumor cells.
Are the tumor cells that you're targeting specific to an individual patient, or is it to a group of patients with the same kind of cancer?
It's specific to a group of patients. So the one that we've pushed forward the most right now is a cell therapy for Hodgkin's lymphoma and certain types of T-cell lymphoma. So anybody with those diseases would be eligible for treatment as long as the tumor expresses a protein called CD30. And then we re-engineer their white cells, their T-cells, to recognize the CD30 on the tumor cells and kill the tumor cell.
Other than for Hodgkin's and other T-cell lymphomas, what other kinds of patients would immunotherapy work for?
So we've engineered through work in the immunology program at a scientific side T-cells that will recognize other proteins that are present on other tumors. So we've opened up a clinical trial for the treatment of patients with multiple myeloma, recognizing a protein called CD138 that's on myeloma cells. And we have a clinical trial for patients with acute leukemia, recognizing a protein called CD19.
So this is way more specific kinds of therapy than would otherwise be available.
Correct. Correct. So the patients basically come into the infusion clinic. They get some chemotherapy medicine to make sure that the cells we give take. It's not really designed to kill the tumor. They get the infusion in the clinic. They go home a couple hours later, and we just follow them. They don't lose their hair. They don't get sick to their stomach. They go back to work within a few days. It's much different than getting a course of chemotherapy.